This is the Business English Certificate Vantage 4, Listening Test 4. You will hear an introduction to each part of the test, and you'll have time to look at the questions before you listen. You'll hear each piece twice. While you're listening, you should write your answers on the question paper. You'll have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part one, questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the note below. You will hear a woman telephoning about a seminar. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, can I help you?
My name's Sue Bentley. Is Amy Johnson there?
I'm afraid not. I'm her assistant. Can I take a message?
I'm running a seminar in Amy's department next Thursday. The provisional title was Dealing with Overseas Clients. Could you please tell Amy I've changed it to International Communication instead?
Certainly. Anything else?
Yes. I've seen the rooms Amy recommended. I like the presentation room best, but it's too small for all 20 participants, so I'd better have the boardroom. One more thing. I can deal with photocopying the slides myself, but if Amy could provide photocopies of the feedback form for everyone, that'd be great.
Okay, got that.
And could you also mention that she's welcome to keep hold of one of the books I've lent her, Working Overseas? But I do need the other one back in time for the seminar. It's called Global Partnerships. That's all. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the note below. You will hear a man phoning about a delivery. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Sarah Williams, please.
I'm afraid she's not available right now.
Oh. Can you ask her to call me back? Brian Jones. It's urgent.
Of course. Can I ask what it's about?
You tell her there's been a mix-up yet again. Instead of plain paper, we've got headed paper. Last month, we even got lined paper.
I do apologise. I'll ask her to phone you as soon as possible. She's at lunch at the moment, and then she'll be in a training session. But I'll make sure she contacts you when that finishes.
We need the goods by Thursday. Otherwise, our production line will be held up and we'll miss our deadlines. If you can't sort it out, we'll have to change supplier. We can't afford to wait around.
Of course.
And another thing. The amount owing on the invoice is given in full. That's not right. I thought we'd agreed I'd settle the bill by instalments. I could pay half now, but I'm not prepared to.
I'm sure she can sort something out.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the notes below. You will hear a journalist asking for information about a conference. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
New Vision Conference Department, Janet Edwards speaking.
Hello, this is Nick Brown from Business News. I hear you're running a rather special conference in Newcastle.
You mean our event on the 10th of October?
Yes. Can you tell me something about it so I can mention it in our paper?
Certainly. The name should give you a clue. We're calling it Innovations, not the usual better sales techniques, etc.
That sounds very forward-looking. I assume it's about new developments in technology?
We thought there were too many seminars on that. We're focusing on human resources instead.
New ways of approaching it, I suppose. Interesting. So, who have you got to lead it?
Well, this is a little different, too. Daniel Christie.
Is he the man from Cambridge Business School who's just written that book on incentive schemes?
I believe teamwork is actually his field.
So, for example, the way people interact. Any other special features?
We're planning some practical and very unusual workshops about motivation. I think that'll cause a few surprises.
How unusual?
Come and see for yourself. I'll send you a complimentary ticket.
Thank you. I will.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.